Going broke just got more expensive. From today, it'll cost $120 to file for bankruptcy and another $150 to travel overseas while you're bankrupt. The federal government estimates the new fees will deliver an extra $25 million over the next 4 years. Consumer law groups say the changes will deepen the financial woes of people who can't afford to pay their debts. Business reporter Pat McGrath has more.
The federal government's plan to increase personal insolvency charges was announced in the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook in December, and the details of the fees were released at the end of February. Karen Cox from Sydney's Consumer Credit Legal Centre says she received an email confirming the changes were going ahead late on Friday.
We certainly found out about it earlier this year. We put together a joint submission with the Lismore and District Financial Counselling opposing the change, and those submissions only closed a few weeks ago, and we've heard nothing back in response to the submission, and certainly there was nothing in the announcement saying that it was going ahead about the outcome of the consultation or, you know, any of the views that have been expressed.
But this has been the start date. April 1 was made clear at the end of February. We knew this was going to happen, didn't we?
We were told that, yes, it was started on 1 April at the end of February, and then they asked for submissions.
Karen Cox says her service receives hundreds of calls every year from people contemplating bankruptcy.
People only do this when they're at the end of their tether. The majority of people who apply for bankruptcy have incomes of under $30,000. Certainly callers to this service, 60% or more of people who call us about bankruptcy have incomes of less than $26,000. And in the most cases, they're unemployed or ill or caring for someone in circumstances where they are not going to be able to get employment in the foreseeable future.
Along with the new fees, the government has also increased the levy on money recovered from people who have entered bankruptcy. That's known as the realisation charge, and has increased from 4.7% to 6%. The changes will generate $3.5 million in revenue for the government in the final few months of this financial year, and $7 million next financial year. Fiona Guthrie heads Financial Counsellors Australia, the peak body for non-profit financial counsellors. She says the changes have been poorly handled.
What's happened here is that the folk in the finance department have not understood the policy implications of this. It has not been thought through. There's been no policy analysis. The consultation process was a sham.
The Finance Minister and Acting Assistant Treasurer Matthias Cormann has not responded to the World Today's questions about the changes and the consultation process. Jared Brodie from the Consumer Action Law Centre believes the changes will discourage people from seeking bankruptcy protection.
Bankruptcy lasts for 3 years as a general rule. It will be listed on an individual's credit report for 5 years, and in fact it will be listed on the National Personal Insolvency Register forever. So it is a black mark that stands against a person's name, and there are serious repercussions. People don't choose bankruptcy lightly, but where it's the most appropriate choice because their situation is so difficult, then it should be as accessible as possible.
But even if somebody considering filing for bankruptcy doesn't have enough cash to cover the application fee, there are other payment methods available.
They are accepting credit card payments for paying the debtor's filing fee. That's really strange. It might end up that someone uses their credit card to pay their fee only to go bankrupt on that debt.
So the payment is never actually made by the person who's applying?
Well, it'll be made. The result will be that the bank or the lender that gave them that credit card will be left with an unrecoverable debt.
That's Jared Brodie from the Consumer Action Law Centre, ending that report by Pat McGrath.